Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Oh, hello, everyone. Happy Friday. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you. And thank you so much for continuing to give us an excuse to look around this crazy mix 'em up world in which we're living and try to pick out the most trivial, the most ridiculous, the most worthy of way too much discussion things that just might be things, even in these troubled times. Drink.
List, drink, mug. I was not sure we would be able to continue to find things of the same caliber with the changes happening in society. But through your encouragement, your examples in email and Discord, and our ability to still come here and do this, I think they're just as good as ever.
It's true. It is really true, friends. We have managed to remain below the fray.
That's right.
Here,
we thought we might have to rise in some kind of Hegelian dialectic.
We've had our moments.
To a different height.
We've had our moments of near real world level discussion and feelings, but we are still just trying to be like, huh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Who knew? So thanks for joining us in our weekly escape.
My first one is definitely an old thing playing into a new thing.
Okay.
For your enjoyment. So everybody's playing Animal Crossing, right? The entire planet is playing Animal Crossing. If they have a Nintendo Switch, you know, if you're like, I don't have a Switch, fine. But pretty much you'd like, you see this everywhere, right?
Yep. Yep. Oh, yes.
That is not the thing.
Oh, okay. I like this, though. I like that because that would have been obvious.
Part two of this is one of the characters in Animal Crossing is a little dog who plays guitar named KK Slider.
Mm-hmm.
He is the best thing ever because he sings in a weird sort of, like, I don't know how you describe it. It's like not auto-tuned because you can't even understand the words, but, you know, like has this weird electronic voice. And he's the dog and he's playing tunes and he's a perk in the game. So you feel really good when you get him, right?
Okay.
Still not the thing.
Okay.
The thing is Clay Kramer's YouTube channel, which is more than a year old at this point, of created KK Slider covers of big hits.
How? Do I have to look at this? I'm afraid to click it because it'll start playing.
It'll start playing.
Oh, God.
That's KK Slider.
Oh, my goodness.
Doing Happier, Marshmallow and Bastille.
Yep, yep. Wow. It's like vaguely so like Simlish almost.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Very similar to that, right? It's probably the same linguistic family as Simlish.
This is making me feel old, by the way.
Okay. So if you're playing Animal Crossing, if you know KK Slider, then you'll want to go hear KK Slider do Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
I'm like, I'm so upset and yet so delighted and cannot wait to watch all of them. How much of a thing is this? Like, what kind of view count are we talking here? I'm afraid to open it because the sound will start
the
playing.
KK Slider Bad Guy Billie Eilish has 1.4 million views.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
I love it.
Which I know for YouTube, that's like, oh, that's pretty good.
Way to go like three levels deep on thing excavation. Like,
thank you.
Magical. Wow. Amazing.
And it's just beautiful.
It kind of is. It's real. That's really spectacular. I've been trying to decide if now is the time to like get the Switch or if I should give it just a little longer because I personally believe we are going to be in lockdown until at least June. So I'm waiting until the shine rubs off of the VR and then I'll order the Switch. Like I'm still getting by on the Beat Saber, but you know, we shall see. Okay, so a thing that I have noticed, and I guess it makes sense that it's happening now, while, you know, a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people are at home, is the no poo method. And this is not related to toilet paper shortages. Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
I mean, some would say bidet, but no, I mean shampoo. So for a long time, there have been people who were like, oh, you shouldn't be using shampoo every day. It's like, or you shouldn't shampoo, you know, so often. It strips all the oil and the healthy sebums out of your hair. And there were always these sort of like salon owners and just general people who are like, stop using shampoo. And it was a thing, but it was a thing that never really took off because nobody really wanted to have to go through the training process, if you will, the thing where you are, in fact, a giant grease ball for like a couple of weeks until your hair gets used to not using shampoo. And so now that people are at home, they're like,
oh, they feel safe.
They feel safe and they're taking up the no poo method, which is a whole like there's a transition. You can use apple cider vinegar. You can put all these other things. You can just use conditioner. You can use like a little olive oil, and then you supposedly have this like wonderful, healthy hair. I have not tried it, but I am now getting to the point, and this is, I think there's some behavioral economics in like the things that social media is making us want to do on quarantine, such as, you know, sourdough starter. People are going no poo, no shampoo, all over the place.
I think it needs a new name. No poo method just sounds like some sort of digestive diet thing. It really does. But I have a secret to share.
Yes.
I have been doing this for years.
What? No way.
I did this. I did the break, the like, you know, okay, my hair is going to get overactive on a holiday vacation where I had 2 weeks away in Hawaii.
Okay. Oh, so you got to do the thing.
You always got like weird looking hair. You're out at the beach. You're in the ocean all the time. Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's when I did the transition.
Do you have it's healthy, lustrous hair and a really, I don't know, healthy scalp? Or is it just like nice?
Why, yes, Molly. Haven't you noticed?
Do you conditioner?
I do conditioner from time to time. I even use shampoo like once every several months.
Yeah.
Just to kind of like reset, you know?
Right.
But a lot of times I do it before I go get my hair cut just to like, you know, clean it up a little extra touch. But yeah, it saves money on shampoo. My hair is not overly greasy. It's not, and it's not dry. It used to get dry and like just split ends everywhere, and it doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, people really do swear by it, especially like as you get older, if you have fine hair, you just don't need to. I don't know. It's fascinating.
That's me.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I have like little baby hair. Yeah. No, it's funny because I mentioned this the other day to my man friend, and he was like, oh, yeah, I only use conditioner ever. I'm like, what?
Well, and that's, I don't make a big deal about it because I don't know. It just seems weird. Like, so I never talk about it.
Well, it turns out it's not weird. It turns out it's a thing.
Now I feel fine.
Yeah.
You've liberated me.
You should really, like, you should own it. You should be like, in fact, I was extremely early to the no poo method. I'm a no poo pioneer. Put that in your Twitter bio. No poo-ineer.
No poo-ineer.
Just let people work it out.
Oh my gosh. I've got another thing that I just discovered today.
Okay.
Thanks to a retweet from longtime friend of the show, Fat Emo Kid.
Oh, the best.
He was retweeting someone, Jimmy H, Hophead Jim on Twitter, who said, Whole Foods is the hottest club in LA right now. And then Fat Emo Kid said, actually, my friend, El Super is where it's at, homie.
Oh my God. Of course.
But it made me realize that I bet this is a thing.
The only place like, that people
you can't
go
to the bar, you can't go to the club, but you can go to the grocery store and, you know, maybe get an email address or text phone number or something and, you know, try to strike up a relationship for after.
That is hilarious. And of course. And also, it's like a weird, it's fascinating because it's like a weird reversal of everything that the dating apps brought to us.
Oh, right.
In fact, yeah. In fact, there, it's like sort of an ongoing joke that, like, you know, oh, I'll just say, people are like, I'm willing to say we met at Whole Foods. Is a you know, cliche dating app profile thing to say.
I'm willing to say we met at a club.
Right, exactly. I'm willing to say that we did not break quarantine to flirt with each other. I'm willing to say
we didn't meet at a line outside of Ralph's.
Oh my God, you could totally meet at a line outside of Ralph's. And as App Porter points out, that even makes it more like a club. Because right? There's a line outside.
And so what are you doing? You're like, oh, what are you? You're here for the asparagus? Me
you're
too.
Just winking at each other over the mask. Wink, wink, wink. Oh, that's that's totally funny.
A lovely no poo mask you have there. What does that mean?
Are you doing the no poo method? I can smell your apple cider vinegar from here, from 6 feet away.
See, there's a whole subculture going on there.
Oh my God, there are so many good pickup lines. Oh, that's hilarious. And
here,
yet,
let me text you my favorite KK slider.
It's just going to spread the Rona. Don't do it. Just text.
Well, you can make the connection, yep. But just leave it there.
Leave it there.
You know, don't get within 2 meters yet.
There was a super cute video actually that was going around the Good News Networks a few weeks ago that where a guy, or maybe just a couple weeks ago, time has lost all meaning. But a guy flew a drone to give with his phone number to a girl in an adjoining apartment building in New York.
Aww.
So cute. Yep. So cute.
Pandemic love.
And it worked. She texted him back. And then as soon as they meet in person, they're going to be like, there's no
someday they'll meet.
Pheromones here. But I was like, that's good. That would work. I would totally text back.
Test, trace, and text me back.
Oh, my God. Like, that's amazing. That should be, there should now be a coronavirus dating app. And that's the tagline.
Yep.
Wow.
Because you got to do those first two first.
Yep.
Then it's okay.
You're a damn genius.
Thank you.
So I noticed recently that the ads in my Instagram feed that were not for the no poo method are all for leisure wear. All of them.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But that the thing in leisure wear now, and it's always kind of been a thing, but it's like now this is just how you got to look insouciant and cool around the house, is that Uggs are over. And mule and scuff slippers are in.
Okay, Uggs being over makes sense because where are you going? That you're going to wear your Uggs. But what are mule and scuff slippers?
So mule and scuff are synonyms for the same word, which is basically like a slipper that's like a clog. It's slip-on. So it's an open back slipper, which you can see would be so, you know, insouciant and like casual and yet kind of like boho and cool. And if you were going to go outside, you could totally wear it because it's like a clog shoe on the bottom, but then it has like a fuzzy, furry, Ugg-like top. And I know
there's one here that's like a full-on boot too, but
Yeah, there's boots. But then the one I keep getting is from some site called JennyKane.com, which is like a $375 moccasin clog.
What?
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. What have I ever done in my life that would make you think that I am the target audience for these shoes?
Remember, spend half your stimulus check on these oiled leather mock clogs.
I mean, seriously. But they are so pretty and so cute that it caused me to go down this rabbit hole of like looking for alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like LL Bean kind of started with the scuff. Here, but then I realized like, oh, they're everywhere. There are tons of different kinds.
These are for you to appreciate too. Like, I mean, I guess you could make a point of taking a picture and putting it on Instagram, but these are not going to be seen.
No, they're totally not. I mean, maybe you're going to like walk out to the front porch and you're going to wave at your friends. Or you're going to do. You're going to
UPS driver, look at my mock clogs.
Hey. But you wouldn't even really wear these to the. To the Ralph's line, or would you? I don't know. I don't even know what the rules are anymore. I feel
maybe that's a conversation starter.
I feel
Gosh, I walked out and I left my mule slippers on. Can you believe it?
How embarrassing. I'm wearing my mock clogs in the Ralph's line because the line between clothing and athleisure has never been thinner. It no longer exists. Friends.
I'm sorry. I just got distracted by the Discord because Luke M. posted an Orlando Weekly article titled, "Your $1,200 coronavirus stimulus check is exactly how much a guillotine costs."
Oh, well, there you go. So there's that. Or these cute and only slightly overpriced mule slippers from JennyKane.com.
Yeah, two pairs of Jenny Kane mule slippers.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know, but I do know these things are everywhere. And by God, I'm getting some. Before the quarantine is out, I am getting myself a pair of mule cuff.
I'm telling you, that's how you win this coming election, is you promise 20 months of stimulus checks and a pair of mule slippers.
They're lovely. They're adorable. They're the perfect springtime UGG because it's finally starting to warm up, you know, so the UGGs are overkill. I'm telling you, they get tons of them. I had no idea. The mule slipper. It's a thing. The
mule slipper. All right. They actually look really comfy. I'm not going to lie.
They do. I'm really excited. Yeah, I'm just saying that if Expedia ever does give me my refund for spring break, I might get the fancy ones. Just saying. Just saying.
Earmarked.
It is already earmarked. All right. What do you think? Should we get to the best part of the show?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, if you did not listen to Molly and I during the heyday of Buzz Out Loud, this may be lost on you, but the rest of you are going to be welcoming a friendly voice back into your head.
You're going to lose your minds.
Should we just go into it?
We should. Actually, before you do, I want to say that Amanda French just saw me tweet about, just like in terms of Buzz Out Loud reunions, we've now had Fat Emo Kid. Amanda French just joined the Discord after seeing me tweet about it and being like, what? And so I believe that we have perfectly set the stage for the Buzz Out Loud flashback that we're about to experience together. Oh my God.
Hey, this is Remy. I couldn't help but think of my kid's pediatrician, Frank Peppers. That's the only other person I actually have encountered with that last name. He's a cool, laid-back guy, which is probably more than I would be if my name were Dr. Peppers. There you go, Molly. How about that?
Oh, my God! Okay, backstory. He was writing about Greg Peppers from last week, obviously.
Right.
He emailed. So, for those of you who were not longtime Buzz Out Loud listeners, Remy was a recurring voicemail leaver on Buzz Out Loud with, as I believe you just heard, the greatest voice ever.
It still has it, and still to this day,
the greatest voice ever. There may have been some swooning on the part of the ladies of the show. And so we get this email that says, hey, this is Remy, and then some other stuff that I didn't even bother to read because I immediately wrote back and was like, I'm sorry, I demand an MP3. Like, there will be proof. Yeah. So, guys, it's Remy, and his kid's pediatrician is named Dr. Peppers. Like, come on.
Let's not lose sight of that.
Let's not lose sight of the sheer awesome sauce that is that. And we're not done. We're not done with the reunion.
Oh, no. Not by a long shot.
No.
I believe you should do the honors.
Should we split this up? Like, I don't even. Okay.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
You start.
Yeah.
Tell me if you tap out if you need to.
Whew, I know. I could get exhausted. So, Fordo's catching up on some episodes, guys. So some emails came in over the weekend, just rolled on in over the course of the week too. About Netflix profiles, she writes and says, totally, totally, Tom, right there with you. Kind of, actually, not at all, because I had the opposite problem. I was letting tons of people use my Netflix password recently, but then I was getting suggestions of shows to watch that I would never willingly watch, like The Bachelor and that show about beauty pageants for kids and the one about a guy that killed those normal sized cats. No chance, nada, zero, no thank you. But I figured out how I can let my friends keep using my password and get those shows out of my algorithm. Did you know about this? You just go into your account profile and click viewing history and just delete any show that you don't want Netflix considering as part of your history when it recommends stuff. Mind blowing, right? Actually, that's pretty awesome.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because you could create a profile for other people using your account, but they might not use it. So this is good.
I know. Just take that out of there. And then she goes on to say, mind blowing, right? Not as mind-blowing as how my 13-year-old shelter-in-place nephew buddy felt 2 nights ago when I told him that no, women actually do not pee out of their vaginas, but still pretty good, I think. You're welcome. You're welcome. I went ahead and took that bullet for you, buddy.
I was wondering if you were going to tap out right before that.
Nope.
I would have been fine.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here for you. Yes. And then she says, I think I may have to skip ahead a few episodes. I've always listened to both BOL and It's a Thing in order. I never skip, but it's too weird to listen to podcasts from February into March where you guys aren't sheltering in place. I feel like I did when I was a kid watching old Dick Van Dyke episodes and wondering what it must have been like to live way back then. And then she also says she may need to put down Love in the Time of Cholera. I'm literally reading that right now. Such a bad move. And listen to It's a Thing in the Time of Coronavirus. Hope you three are holding up okay.
4-0.
I love this episode.
So this episode's the best. Shannon with a thing from when we could have parties. Shannon writes, a thing from before in all caps. Balloons. When we could still go to the dance studio, I witnessed a conversation all about balloons at parties. Balloon arches, balloon pillars. They are for parties when we could have those. And I heard one person say that she did one last year before they were a thing. And another say that she struggled to figure out how to make one because they weren't a thing yet.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, definitely, though. Mm-hmm.
Every quinceañera... or debut that I have been to, and my wife's family has these things happen from time to time.
Yep.
Balloon arches.
The arches and pillars.
Balloon 16 or 15, whatever's appropriate. Yeah, totally. Well,
and non-helium balloons is what really started to become a thing, because there was like a helium shortage, and then people just started sort of...
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Oh, people started working around it and just making this cool balloon art, and the pillars and the arches got even more popular.
We're such an adaptable species.
Aren't we, though? See? Life lesson right there. When you run out of helium. When life takes your helium, just make balloon pillars. Boom.
Easy.
Don't you feel better about everything?
I do.
Z writes in on the topic of haircuts. Hello, Tom and Molly. Being a quarantined vegan hairstylist from Minneapolis that has chimed in before about milk substitutes and plant-based meat products. Hearing your episode on self-haircutting, I had to literally... put down the remote and get off the couch to type this. Our salon has been closed for a month, and at first I thought, no, do not cut your own hair. But now I'm like, have at it. I get paid the same to trim your hair as to fix it, and it's job security, which at times like these, I need. So, Tom, how about a mullet, a.k.a. the Tiger King? And Molly, bangs! Remember how cute Amelie's hair was? Just think about it after your third glass of orange wine or Whispering Angel. Love the show. Be safe and stay home. P.S. Tip your delivery people well.
Oh, thank you, Z.
That's
great.
Delightful.
I love that. That's wonderful. Well, we have come to what in many other shows might be considered something of an afterthought, but not in this show.
No. Mm-mm.
In this show, when we shout out the patrons at our top tier, we don't just say their names. Oh, no. Our producer, Rich, has created what I think is one of the highlights of podcasting that we are pioneering here.
Yep. I'd put this up against any podcast in the industry, especially, especially this week.
We have Hegel quotes.
We got, actually, as he put it in the parentheses, I need to quote this directly. Shout outs. We got Hegel quotes, yo.
So, hence my earlier reference to the Hegelian dialectic.
Uh-huh.
We weren't kidding.
Uh-uh.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
The bud disappears when the blossom breaks through, and we might say that the former is refuted by the latter. In the same way, when the fruit comes, the blossom may be explained to be a false form of the plant's existence, for the fruit appears as its true nature in place of the blossom. The ceaseless activity of their own inherent nature makes these stages moments of an organic unity, where they not merely do not contradict one another, but where one is as necessary as the other, and constitutes thereby the life of Gabriel Cohen.
By nature, man is not what he ought to be. Only through a transforming process does he arrive at Jake Woods.
If we go on to cast a look at the fate of world historical personalities, we shall find it to have been no happy one.
Aww.
They attained no calm enjoyment. Their whole life was labor and trouble. Their whole nature was nothing but their master passion. When their object is attained, they fall off like empty hulls from the kernel. They die early, like Alexander. They are murdered, like Caesar. Transported to St. Helena, like Louis St. Amour.
Whoa. That's It's like a rough end for Louis St. Amour.
Well, I got transported to St. Helena, so maybe that's good.
Famous rough. If we are in a general way permitted to regard human activity in the realm of the beautiful as a liberation of the soul, as a release from constraint and restriction, in short, to consider that art does actually alleviate the most overpowering and tragic catastrophes by means of the creations it offers to our contemplation and enjoyment, it is the art of music which conducts us to the final summit of that ascent, to Mike Akins. Guys, in the span of like two short weeks, we have gone from Creed to Hegel. Because that is how amazing producer Rich is. How amazing
that is,
and multiversed, multifaceted.
That is his range.
That
it's
is
amazing.
His range. I know. I also was like, uh-oh, Hegel quotes. And now I'm like, oh, these are super interesting. Maybe I should read some of that smart stuff.
Maybe I should read that Hegel.
Hegel. Hegel.
Hegel.
Hegel. Your skin's falling off your body. I went straight for like men in black. Yeah, that, because I'm the child here.
That's the range that we have on this show.
That's the range that we have on this show. Thank you to those patient souls who support us at the shout out level, who are probably wondering what they're still doing.
Why am I being transported
but
to St. Helena?
We are so grateful to you and all of the members of It's a Thing. You can join them at patreon.com/It's a Thing, where you can get our Discord. Actually, everybody's in the Discord now, but you can talk in the Discord and get an ad-free RSS feed, more, maybe even a shout out. But listen, if you are saving that money to tip your delivery people, do that.
You can also email us your things, feedback@itsathing.me, Remy. You can send us another MP3. And anyone can.
We demand them weekly. The beast shall be fed.
We'll see you then.
See you next week. Can't hold it back.